Morning, Gareth. Happy Easter. How are you going?
Good, thank you, mate. Looking forward to a wonderful weekend of racing. We might kick off with the feature there at Flemington on a Saturday afternoon, and it is the Australian Cup. And it's a duel between two great horses at the moment in Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny fighting for favouritism just with Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. You've got Mr. Brightside, who's been easy in the last 24 hours, out to $2.80. Pride of Jenny, $3. A Tissue's been the big mover into $4.80. Cascadian at $7.50. Legato at $12. What are you doing in this year's Australian Cup, mate?
Yeah, look, the introduction of the All-Star Mile changed the lead-up of this race. It's sort of the All-Star Mile now, the Chipping Norton and the P. Young Stakes are usually the key lead-ups for winners. 9 of the 12 winners have been filled up. All 12 have either been second up or third up. 11 of the 12 have come off a 14-day break. But these days, it's the All-Star Mile. It's generally the key profile race to come out of. Obviously, the question mark is around Pride of Jenny. Expected to lead comfortably again, but 2,000 metres is very different to a mile. I have to be betting around her. She's not going to be able to go at the same speeds that she does over a mile and run out the 2,000. And I think her advantage is you know, not as significant when she's not going to be going as quick in front. But I think it will still be a pretty strong speed. Also, I like, Gareth, from a betting perspective, is Cascadian. Just flew home the third last start in the All-Star Mile. He ran better sectionals than Mr. Brightside. Mr. Brightside was plus 14.5 last 1,000. Cascadian was plus 16.4. Last 600, Mr. Brightside was plus 3. Cascadian was plus 4.8. Cascadian sort of sat on its back, ran home stronger. And I think Cascadian is a stronger 2,000-metre horse than Mr. Brightside. Obviously won the Australian Cup last year. It was a weaker edition, but was held up for a fair chunk of the straight and still came through and win and won. I think Cascadian's just flying. I'm ignoring the age. The horse is going really, really well. And I think as a better, you know, the prices as they are and having a better round Pride of Jenny, I just think Cascadian is very much the best each way bet. I thought the best ruffie in the race was Vow and Declare. Ran a really good second first up on the Peter Young. The run that sort of took me was last bet when he ran second on the Caulfield Stakes over 2,000 metres behind Alligator Blood when they ran 21 lengths above par for the first half of the race. He's a horse, you know, being a stayer and a former Melbourne Cup winner, that, you know, a really hard run 2,000 metres, like it will be here with Pride of Jenny trying to get them off the bit on the turn and suit him. I think, I'm really keen to back Cascadian. I think, you know, Vow and Declare, at least at a big post price, is the one who could be hitting the line harder than most of them.
All right, then. So the big chestnut Cascadian for you, Dino, in the Australian Cup, the best roughie is Vow and Declare. Let's have a look at the Tancred, the Group 1 race over the 2,400 metres at Rose Hill. The Import Post Impressionist, who made quite the impression last week in the Mannion Cups, a $2.40 favourite now. Buckaroo at $5.50. Tom Kitten, God bless him, $7. Ash Run at $8. Military Mission at $9. More fell on, so he's coming off a trial at Donald for Chris Waller first up. Well, second up now. He's at $11. Then Gear Up at $19. And the horse that was placed in a Caulfield Cup, Boyce the Argent, is at $26 here, Dino.
Yeah, interesting race. I'm again quite keen to bet on this race. The Tancred's always been sort of hard fit on paces with proven staying ability at 2,400 metres. They really come to the fore in this race. 11 of the past 12 winners have come out of the Rams in the Australian Cup. Of course, the Australian Cup's on the same day this year. So the only horses coming out of the Rams this year are Buckaroo and Military Mission. 5 of the last 11 winners are leading on the turn, and no one has ever been worse than 7th of the turn. So it's not a race where they sort of get back and sweep home. It's usually those strong, hard fit on paces. That doesn't suit the favourite. Post Impressionist, you know, on the positive, obviously, you know, William Haggis, and in combination with Tom Markland, have an incredible record here in Australia. And the closing sectionals last week were very, very impressive. But on the negative, he's also on a 7-day backup after a, you know, a first up run, first up for sort of 200 days. That's often really difficult to do. He gets a long way back in a race, which again is a negative in a BMW. And the difference here is there was so much tempo in that run last week, but it's a very, very slow tempo this week. And he meets a substantially stronger field than last week. Buckaroo comes up for a Rambit Stakes, but I'm not convinced the horse can run 2,400. And this race is always those horses with that proven 2,400 form. And Tom Kitten, well, he's just so disappointing in the road. He's getting his last start for mine. So I'm actually looking around those. I think there's a couple I'm particularly keen on. Military Mission just keeps improving each prep. You know, it's gone from winning a Taree Cup to a Hobart Cup to a Newcastle Cup to a Herbert Power to a Ripon Classic. I thought it was fifth in the round that was good. 2400 is his ideal distance, and I think Military Mission is a really strong chance. And Ashram, you know, ran second in the Geelong Cup and fourth in the Melbourne Cup last prep, won the Pakenham Cup really comfortably last start. He's a real, real stayer. And I think he's right in this too. And the horse that you mentioned, Noel Fallons, was the other one that I might back also, you know, close fifth in the Geelong Cup last prep. And we backed him to win the Parramatta Cup at sort of 25-1 first up. And, you know, I think there's a good betting race because I'm actually not keen on the three favourites. And so, you know, betting confidently on Military Mission and Ash Run with a little bit of more felons too.
And then in the Vinery, you've got this superstar Kiwi filly Orchestral. She's at $1.60. She's been awesome, but she's coming back from the Derby trip in New Zealand back to the 1600 here at Rose Hill, or the 2000, I should say. Taking on Sardozi, who's $4.60. Autumn Angel at $7. Kimochi at $10. And then big prices for the rest of the fillies. Gee, she's nice and short here, Dino. What do you make of this favourite?
Oh, look, she's very short, but she's very good. She's a superstar filly, an incredibly impressive winning the Karakan Millions by 3.5 lengths, the Avondale Gillies by 4 lengths, and the Derby, first filly to win the Derby since 2013 by 4 lengths. Thrash Antrim Coast, who then won the Alistair Clark last week. She's one of the best to come out of New Zealand in a very, very long time. If she runs through those performances, they won't beat her, and she could well be, you know, the best horse in Australia in the year. She really is a superstar. You know, the only other horse in the race really is Zardozi, who won the Edward Manifold and the VLC Oats comprehensively last prep. And she was really impressive winning the final last start. They ran quicker than the Coolmore. Her closing section was really good. She's a clear best of the Australian runners, and I think it'll be interesting after this race whether she goes to the Oaks. You know, I think Orchestral will go to the Oaks, and Zardozi might go to the Derby to dodge her. But look, it's a really interesting race. I think the only element that Orchestral has to overcome is, you know, she's sort of sixth up into this race. Well, maybe we've been sixth up or win this race before. Most winners come off sort of, you know, 14 to 21 day breaks or 28 days off. So from a historical profiling perspective, she's not ideal and coming from the 2400 metre run as well, where 11 of the 12 winners have come from 1500 or a mile. But on ability, you know, Orchestral really, really hard to beat. And for me, it's just a watch race as well. I'm excited to see how Orchestral goes taking on Zardozi.
Yeah, looking forward to that contest between Australia's best filly, Zardozi, and Orchestral. She does go to the Derby next week, Zardozi, and then probably onto the Oaks if she pulls up okay. That would be the plan with that Godolphin filly. Okay, mate, you're best in Sydney and Melbourne?
Look, best in Sydney, I'm really keen on Zay Rep, number one in race two at Rose Hill. He had absolutely no luck first up in Newmarket, never got a run. And forgive that. And then, yeah, only 2.5 lengths from Via Sistina, who's the best horse in Australia at the moment in the round. But this is a massive drop in class, doesn't really, you know, he's very well weighted in the race too. Won the Craven last prep, and I think Zay Rep very, very hard to beat, with probably the only danger Serpentine.
All right, then in Melbourne?
Melbourne, I thought there was a bit of value in race four, number six, a horse with a reasonable point to the backed on debut at sort of $16 after a couple of really nice jump outs. Ran second to Aardvark and the Talon Dirt, came home from a long, long way back and flew home for second, then went to Sydney for the Riesling and just never got a run. She's around $12, you know, proven down the straight. With a really strong finish on her reasonable point, and I think she's a really good value bet in Melbourne.
Giddy up, Dino. We wish you the best of luck, mate. You've been on fire. We appreciate your time and good luck and enjoy your Easter and your hot cross buns today, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Same to you.
And SEN followers, of course, if they go to Winning Edge Investments, type in SEN, you get a 25% discount for the rest of your life, lifetime discount, which is the best winner that you could back this weekend.
Yep, hop on, chat to the team, and you know, we're loving it with all the SEN people and loving the feedback. So, yeah. Give us a buzz.
Good on you, Dino. Love your work, brother. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Gareth.
Dean Evans thanks, there. WinningEdgeInvestments.com. Tips and ratings from professional punters on horse racing and at footy. We'll take a break. We'll come back with plenty more on this Good Friday, including Michael Kent Jr., because the Kent Jr. and Price Camp have some nice chances there at Flemington tomorrow.